Hey, just want to say happy birthday to my brothel brother, Dustin Leinenbach. Thanks for doing these pods with me. I appreciate you, love you, and I hope you had a great birthday, buddy. And I promise I won't rip on you for 10 seconds. I fucking lied, you piece of shit.
Hello, and welcome to...
Rancor's
Brothel number something.
Yeah, 25 maybe?
It's been 6 months.
It's mid-20s.
So, we're doing it. Yay!
We're like, Rancor's Brothel is now just out of college trying to find a job. It's in its mid-20s.
No.
Still getting its feet on the ground.
No, man. Yeah. If we're going by years, this is 25, 26. Like, I was married, man.
Okay.
I was done. I was done sowing my wild oats.
Rancor's Brothel is just out of college, had a few years in a really good job, and then you moved.
I've never had a few years in a really good job until now.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, I'm your co-host, Matt.
I'm your co-host, Dustin.
Hello, Dustin.
Hi, Matt.
How are you?
Fine.
God, that's good to know.
Yeah, how are you?
Well, I was going to do great until Chester Whitlow couldn't make it today.
Oh,
our
yeah.
Special guest.
That's right.
So now
He had a long day watching.
He went to the Colts game. Fuck him.
Bear down, guys. Bear down.
Fuck up. Bear down and fuck up.
So how's your stomach doing? You still bloated?
I ate a bunch of chili.
Yeah. Good chili, too. He made it. It was deer meat chili with some tomatoes and fresh from the garden. Not fresh from the garden.
No, they're fresh from the garden. Picked them yesterday.
Right.
In my boss's house.
It was a very good chili.
Okay. Let's geek out on chili for a minute. I love chili. The end. So this is what happens when our guest has to cancel at the last minute. We don't know what the fuck to do. So bear with us today. Maybe you listen to the Nerdist out there. I don't know. But every other week or so, they like to do something called a Hostful.
Yeah.
Where it's just the three of them sitting around and, you know, just
this
talking
is
to
our,
each other.
This is our first one.
This is like our first one. We've always had a guest.
Yeah.
Besides, like, the pilot, I think we didn't have one, do we?
No, but, yeah, we were just throwing around some ideas then.
Yeah, so.
I was still a podcast rookie.
Yeah, now, I'm like, now look at you. You're all seasoned.
I'm like
you're a veteran.
A slightly seasoned greenhorn, when you put it that way.
A greenhorn?
Yeah.
You're like, you're not a red shirt.
Not quite.
But they do call you Ensign on the bridge.
Okay.
Ensign Ricky.
Okay. I'll take it.
Oh, Ensign Ricky. Mm-hmm. Guys, out in listener land, thanks for tuning in this week. Follow Networks has really been having some good growth lately, and it's really... We're just happy to have you, so thank you for listening.
Absolutely.
We're not going to hit our regular topics this week. We're going to do the verses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess we could talk about Discount X-Men or something.
We might do one final Discount X-Men. I've got a couple, and I think we're going to move on from that.
Oh, you don't want to do them anymore?
I mean, I think it's been going very well, but...
Well, fuck it, let's keep it then.
Okay. I do want to start another segment, though.
Oh, what's that?
Maybe we'll start this next time, because I don't want to look one up right now. But I want to start reading... Or maybe I'll do this on audio and we'll put them in. But Drizzt O'Urden from The Legend of Drizzt does journal entries, and they're very, like, thoughtful. And he puts a lot of wisdom, asks a lot of questions about life and shit. And I figured that might be...
A fictitious elf has a blog? Is that what you're saying to me?
Yeah, it's a fictitious elf's blog.
No.
What?
Why not? That's awful.
Well, if you took my advice and actually listened to the audiobooks or read the books, you might know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So that sounds awful. Can we start? Can we do a couple segments and I'll prove you wrong?
You can try it next time.
Yeah. You're going to shit on me.
I'm going to shit everywhere.
Man, now I don't even want to try it.
No. It's okay.
Now I don't even want to try it.
It's okay.
So back to our conversation. if you strip everything... Like, all of the bad movie reviews and shit, like, the bad, like, scripting, the low quality...
Oh, you're going back to the conversation we were doing before?
Yes, yeah, exactly. The low quality production around Riddick, Richard B. Riddick, and you just take the character out of context, and you take his, like, abilities, his wisdom, his quippy nature, I think that you have a badass character, and I personally am moving him into my top handful of favorite characters.
Who's in that top handful? Let's hear some of these.
You're going to just shit all over me. Okay, well, number one is always...
Number one is Jesus. Big fan.
I'm a big fan.
We should give him a bid.
I like his Technicolor coat. Is that a thing that he had?
That was Joseph.
Oh, Jesus and Joseph are the same guy.
No.
It's the Father, the guy in the coat, and the Holy Spirit.
No.
No. Don't even try to correct me, because I know you're okay. Right. I know you're right. Okay.
I mean, like, that's a stepdad, technically. I mean, I don't want to shit on their relationship, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I've read the Bible. It's interesting.
The whole thing?
No.
No.
Just the parts that I wanted to.
So you're one of those cafeteria Catholics?
Yeah. Gotcha. Vote Democrat.
Okay. Regardless, let's go through some of my favorite characters. We've got Thor. Thor is just number one. He has been for a while after I did some research and tried to find out who my favorite was. He's just always badass. He's got his cool hammer. He's noble. Saving Earth all the time, you know. Good guy.
He's got his cool hammer.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Drizzt, I don't know what your feelings are about Drizzt. You don't know much about him.
I don't, but I mean, like, I read the Dragonlance books, and yeah. I mean, like, the laws that govern these little universes seem to be very similar, and I love elfin characters in those. I like a half-elf in my series of books named Tannis.
Right.
So, I mean, I totally get that. I'm not going to shit on Drizzt.
Regardless of...
Although the name Drizzt does sound like he's snoring. Drizzt.
Oh, I hate
it. That's awful.
Oh, okay. Regardless, the cool thing about Drizzt, he's an elf, that's cool. He's a dark elf, he's got lots of cool powers. The best thing about Drizzt is he came from a whole society that has a particular set of views, and he disagreed.
Oh, you mean like every society ever has their own. Okay,
right.
I gotcha.
Thank you. Thank you for letting everyone know that.
Okay, sure.
But
does he breathe air?
He came away from that. Fuck you. He came away from that society. He left that society because he disagreed with their views, and he entered another society, which is like the surface realm. The general populace hates dark elves because they're a bunch of assholes. The society he came from was a bunch of assholes. He's fighting through life, proving himself to be a better person, more noble person, and he's got all this racism, like, beating him up.
He's got elfism.
Everyone else has elfism, right?
Well, I mean, are there light elves if he's a dark elf?
Yeah, he's a
like
dark elf.
Who's more elfist to him? The light elves
like
or humans?
The humans, probably.
Really? Okay.
And light elves, they're like these sprites and shit. Like, they're surface elves once in a while, the dark elves will just make these surface runs at, like, midnight, and they'll just go and slaughter whole societies of dark elves. Or not, of these surface elves.
I gotta think back now here.
So that's why they hate them and they fear them, yeah.
There are, okay, in the Dragonlance books,
okay,
there are five clans of elves. I'm trying to think if I can remember all their names.
Okay.
There's the Silvanesti, the Qualinesti, Kaganesti, Dimernesti, and Darganesti.
And the damn she nasty.
And that's so fucked up, and that's still in my fucking brain.
Do you remember that?
I'll never get those fucking brain cells back. They're fucking... There's some really important shit I need to remember for my job, and I can't because I know the fucking five clans of elves in Dragonlance. Fuck.
I know the
fucking
feeling.
Ruins everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
I know the feeling. Oh, I forgot my phone number last week, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
That's a true story.
So, anyway, we've got...
So, you've got Drizzt, you've got...
Drizzt. I want to throw Captain America in there, but I don't know yet. He's super popular. Thor is too, but like, I don't know.
It's super popular now. I mean, if we rewound 10 years ago, you'd been like, Thor, fuck Thor.
I hated Thor. Really?
I thought he was the stupidest character ever.
In the like early comics, he definitely... I picked up a book of like classic Thor comics, and they weren't very good. They were a slow read. And
the old stuff like where he is... He's like Donald Blake is his avatar on Earth.
Yeah.
And like he has to smash the hammer and be like,
I wasn't a big fan of
that.
No.
And then Thor inhabits his body. That was a complete ripoff of Captain Marvel from DC Comics, Shazam. And it was just ridiculous, and I hated that so much.
I'd say if somebody wanted to look for a Thor that I look up to or appreciate, it'd probably be like the like cinematic Thor.
Or like the past 10 years in comics, Thor has been cool.
Yeah, right.
Maybe even past. I'll go back to like 25 years. Thor has been cool. Mm-hmm. Before that, it's pretty fucking lame.
Right.
I don't know. I just wasn't a fan, but that's just me.
So, but he's in my top five. I definitely think Wolverine's a badass.
Fuck yeah.
In a lot of ways, but I can't have him in my top five because he's your favorite.
Oh.
I just can't do it.
Oh.
I still enjoy him. But
you just, I shit on you too much for you to like Wolverine.
Yeah, right.
Caveats. Mm-hmm.
Somebody I'm throwing into my top five is going to be Riddick.
It's such a fucking tragedy.
Why? I think people have a preconceived notion of him because of the movies. I don't know if there are books. Are there Riddick books?
I don't know. There's like some animated films too.
Yeah, there are. And there's a video game. Animated like, films? I forget the name of the video game. Chester. If you were here, you could talk to us about these things.
Yeah, we're not going to go deep into Riddick. I know that you saw the new movie.
Mm-hmm. I saw the new movie.
Fell in love with it.
I had never seen any of the other movies. Some people had talked about them, but never seen them. And this movie got me interested. I started reading a little bit about him. And this guy came from a society of people who, because of one reason or another, they're not Elphys. Man. Okay.
Sylvanesti.
I hate you. Riddick was the supposedly sole survivor of this whole race of people. This one guy, I'm not going to go into it too deeply, but this one guy was told by a seer that he was going to be killed by a Furian that was born recently. And so he goes, Richard B. Riddick is a Furian. This guy goes to this planet and kills every kid. Well, he kills everyone on the planet, all the Furians,
mm-hmm.
and he gets to the point where he is choking newborn babies with their umbilical cords. Like,
wow!
And
that's pretty hardcore.
Riddick, for one reason or another, survives.
It's one of those fourth trimester abortions.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So he tried to abort a whole lot of babies, and Riddick came from this. He's like, he's a Superman, kind of.
He survived being choked with his umbilical cord.
Yeah, he did. He got tossed into a dumpster.
Wow, and he was raised by wolves, and then he became Mowgli in the Jungle Book.
Oh, man. Baloo the Bear. He's in my top five.
God damn it. From Tailspin or from Jungle Book?
Can I put both of them in the same category?
I'll allow it.
Okay. So, Baloo the Bear, and I forget what his name is, Tailspin. But
Blue. He's Blue.
No, is he really?
Yeah. I mean, Tailspin was all characters from the Jungle Book. There was Shao Kahn and Louie. Yeah. Louis.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, how did... Are Chip and Dale involved?
No.
I know Chip and Dale had their own show.
Yeah, like, yeah, don't bring up Chip and Dale, because chipmunks live underground. They don't live in trees. It's fucking bullshit. There is
and
no
bears
truth.
Don't wear hats and jackets.
Okay. There is no truth in Chip and Dale's. That's all I'm saying.
There's no truth in Bugs Bunny.
There is truth in Bugs Bunny.
Is there?
Yeah. If you put your fingers in the barrel of a shotgun and he pulls the trigger, it will not hurt you.
All right, we need a shotgun. Let's make this happen.
Oh, God.
So, I think that Riddick is in my top five, and I hope that some of our listeners agree that he's pretty cool.
I just like, okay, the first movie, have you seen the other two yet?
I've seen the first one. I've seen
Pitch Black.
Pitch Black. And I've seen the newest movie. Like, and the newest movie is a whole lot like the Chronicles of Riddick.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the one I've seen.
Chronicles of Riddick is the one where...
they crash on the planet?
No, that's Pitch Black.
Okay, so I've seen Pitch Black.
Okay. So Pitch Black comes out.
Mm-hmm.
It's written... It's designed to be a B-movie.
Right.
They know it's not going to be a big blockbuster. They made it for super cheap.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like Blues Brothers.
Yeah, kind of like Bruce Brothers. There you go. And they have this character on there, Riddick. He's a murderer who's been captured by a mercenary.
Yeah, he's all chained up on the ship.
And anyway, you know, at the end of the day, Riddick saves the whole group and blah, 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 and he mm-hmm. goes off on his own.
Yeah.
So you really like it. Like, I like Pitch Black. I thought it was a fun movie, and I really liked the character Riddick in that.
In that first movie, he turns from a heel into a baby face very quickly.
Yes, okay, there you go, using some wrestling terms.
Yeah.
Then I watched The Chronicles of Riddick, and no.
Did they try to make it an A movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They tried too hard?
And I mean, like, there's the first couple sequences in the film are fun. Mm-hmm. Like him, he's escaping from a prison planet and shit.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of where the video game the video game happens in that time period.
Okay. But everything after that is just horrible. Dame Judi Dench is like a wind elemental character from Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense. Like, when you watch Pitch Black, you kind of gauge it by looking at, like, their technology and just the things that they have.
Mm-hmm.
The clothing they're wearing, the style of everything.
Yeah.
It looks like it's maybe 50 years in our future, right?
Yeah.
And then you go to Chronicles of Riddick, and it's like, what the fuck?
Just way out there. It's got to be
thousands of years in the future. It's so ridiculous and weird.
Okay.
But
is the character about the same? Is Riddick about the same?
No, not at all. I thought it was completely different Riddick from Pitch Black.
Hmm. I need to see the Chronicles of Riddick so I can...
I'm not the biggest Vin Diesel fan either.
Oh, that doesn't help.
I find his range as an actor to be, get in the car. Get in the car. Get in the car. Get in the car.
Okay.
Like, that's it.
You need to do me a favor, and when it comes out, like, rent it on in Redbox.
Oh, I will. I will watch it. I mean, I'm the kind, like, I've watched two movies in the trilogy. Yeah. I have to watch the third one.
I've heard a lot of reviews about it, and a lot of people say that, you know, they do base it a lot. It's a whole lot, I guess the way the movie plays out is a whole lot like the first movie, where he ends up saving the group that's trying to kill him.
Does he use his fucking special eyes? Is there a part where it's all dark and he has to see and lead a group?
No. No. A couple of times, but it's like, it's...
Does he wear shitty welder's goggles?
He does, but that's part of his character. He's like, picks up the welder's goggles in part of his storyline.
Well, he has to, because he had a surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking weird. So fucking weird.
That he traded Camel Cools for.
For his eyeballs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was
awesome.
Yeah.
Man,
it's hard to talk to you about this because you hate him.
Sorry. I hate him. I hate that fucking second movie.
Okay.
It was so fucking stupid.
Watch the third one and get back to me.
It had Carl Urban in it. Mm-hmm. I love Carl Urban. I've not seen a shitty movie with Carl Urban besides The Chronicles of Riddick. Like, he couldn't even save it. I just watched Dread for like the third time the other day. It's on Netflix now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fucking love that flick.
I just watched Dread like 2 nights ago.
Good, isn't it?
Oh, so good. The near the end where that lady smashes her face on the ground.
Oh my god, so it's beautiful. Okay. Anyway, that's a good movie. You guys should check out Dread.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Riddick.
And you know what? I've never seen the old Dread, the Judge Dread.
Okay, well, that's good. I am the law.
And I like that in the new Dread, he never takes off his helmet.
Yeah, he's got that, follows the comics really well.
He's got that pissant frown on his face all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. The chick was hot in it.
She was, but if you look her up now, like, she really doesn't look, like, hot. She looks gross, kind of.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, because I was like, ooh, who's this? And I Googled her the first time I saw Dread.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, what else gross. Has she been in? I don't remember.
Okay.
She looks gross. She's all teeth.
Looks super familiar.
Big teeth.
Right.
She's going to chew my soul.
Okay.
That chick from Dread's going to chew your soul, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so, God. What else? Do we have to keep talking about Riddick? Can we talk about other things?
No, we don't have to talk about Riddick. I'm done.
What are you going to talk about? You know what I did last night that you would hate?
What's that?
I watched Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1 and Part 2 back-to-back. Spent like 5 hours out here in the garage in 42-degree weather watching two Harry Potter movies back-to-back, and I fucking cried so much. I cried so much, Dustin.
Okay.
Shit on me. Just shit on me.
I'm not going to shit on you.
Poop on my chest.
Just thinking a whole lot of things right now.
Cleveland Steamer.
You're going to like it.
I might. No, I've never watched them back to back like that.
Yeah.
Like we did with Battlestar Galactica today. You and I watched a two-parter.
Mm-hmm.
Watched it back to back.
Right.
I had not, for some fucking reason, done that with Harry Potter, the last movies.
Yeah.
And to the point that, like, I got Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows Part 2 for Christmas this year, I think. It was still wrapped in the cellophane. I haven't even watched it since it was in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like a Harry Potter freak. Like, I jack off to it, man.
No,
religiously, no, I don't jack off. Okay. No. I mean, I would if Emma Watson was, like, in front of me.
Speaking of that, Katie Sackhoff is in the new Riddick.
Speaking of Emma Watson, Katie Sackhoff is in the new Riddick?
No, okay. Speaking of jerking off.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
She plays a pretty awesome, awesome character.
She plays a strong female character, right?
Yeah.
But she's typecast.
But she's good at it.
Yeah,
you know?
She's typecast as being a fucking strong female lead.
I don't see the bad part about characters being predictable because of the actor. I don't see what's...
Oh, no, no, no. I'm sure her character's not predictable. I'm just saying that she's always typecast because she is a leading woman now, which is awesome. Well. It was sarcasm. I was being sarcastic. Like, about her being typecast because she's typecast in the best possible way.
I'm going to stab you.
I'm going to stab you in the neck.
That's not sarcasm.
You can say anything to me with your Australian accent, and I'm going to punch you in the face.
Is that right?
Oh, my God, it's so good.
I'm going to nibble your balls off.
Wow. Excuse me.
Yeah, that took a turn.
Wow.
So, like, I wanted that bullet points, but...
No, we don't need bullet points. Fuck bullet points, man. Let's just talk. How's life, man? How's shit hanging?
The party went well. Thanks for the shout-out on Mad Chat.
Yeah, no problem. That was a really, really fucking fun party. It was so fun that when I came home, my mom and dad tried to shame me because I left my family to go to a party.
Yeah.
And, like, stayed the night there and
shit. It was a good time. It was
so much fun.
We had an old washing machine. We put some beers in, ice and water. And
there was a keg of Upland Wheat.
Keg of Upland Wheat. We lit the fire with a...
A flare gun. That was my idea, and yep. I wasn't even there for it. I'm so pissed.
Thanks, Matt. I think a few people videotaped it. Maybe I can try to find those videos.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We burned an old Xbox to the gods.
The best review that I've heard of the party was on Matt Chat. Matt's review, and his shout-out to me.
It was so fun. It was like, so fucking fun. Your mom made breakfast the next day?
Oh, yeah. Biscuits and gravy. Oh, my God. Bacon so and good. Sausage. That's one of the traditions. My mom makes breakfast after. And we have a keg, and...
You, when you get really drunk, you get kind of aggro.
Aggro, what do you mean?
You get kind of caveman.
Oh, yeah, wrestling and stuff?
Well, there was the wrestling and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But there was a point. Is your mom listening to this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. God love you, Diane. You have a wonderful son here. your mom was, pounding him back just like all of us. We were all having a good time drinking. And you were like, I don't want my mom to, like... shame herself or something, so because we were going to do Irish car bombs.
Okay.
And you were like, so don't let my mom do an Irish car bomb. And I was like, okay, seriously? And you're like, yeah, seriously, don't let my mom do an Irish car bomb. I said, okay, Dustin, no problem. So then we go into the kitchen to do an Irish car bomb. Your mom walks in. She's like, where's mine? And I was like, oh, you can get the next round. And you fucking went off on me.
I really?
Yeah, you screamed at me. My mom was a fucking Irish car bomb. She gave an Irish car bomb. It's like 10 minutes ago you told me not to give her one, dude. I'm sorry. I thought I was following orders, sir.
Well, if she already knew, then, but...
Either way, your mom had one, and they were delicious.
I mean, she knows. Like, the last time we had this party, like, everyone was fall-down drunk. And she was especially fall-down drunk, and so we were trying to keep it kind of slow for her, but she paced herself pretty well this time. She paced herself
great, yeah. She was a trooper.
At one point, she threatened to punch you in the face.
She said... I finished the sentence. This was early on in the party. I hadn't quite gotten to the level that
it was just after you and I kind of wrestled.
Yeah, right? we just wrestled, which I won.
Yeah, you did.
And I was thinking of how I won the other day, and I was like, you were just like, I felt like you were a little heartbroken because you are a very strong young man. But here's the thing: how heavy are you?
I'm like 155.
Okay,
160 top.
155 at 90% muscle is not going to beat 350 at 50% muscle.
Yeah,
threw me up on his shoulder. Possible.
Yeah,
like my body's so used to carrying all of this all the time.
I feel like while I was in your shoulder for a second there, I had you in a pretty decent headlock.
You had me in a good headlock. Yeah. I was starting to kind of spots. But my son was there, and I didn't want to pass out in front of him.
Right.
You know what I mean.
Sure.
But anyway, afterwards. Because we had set up the rule, no punching.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
And because I said I'd never punch anybody. I'm not going to start with you.
Right.
And so it was all over, and I said, oh, my God, I'm so glad we didn't do punches. High five. And your mom's like, boy, if you would have punched him, I'd punch you in the face. And I'm like...
She's like, if you're going to hit my son, I'm going
off. Ma'am, I just said I wasn't going to punch him. And your mom fucking got aggro for a minute. There's an aggro streak.
Yeah, she's pretty protective.
It was fun. It was fun, though. Mm-hmm. Your mom's great. Everybody, that was such a fun fucking party.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best party since...
I got to tell you, I don't know if you noticed, but...
I got married, I think.
At one point, I passed out around, like, maybe midnight.
Yeah, Britain, you did.
Britain left the party for a little while. So for a good 2 hours there... Neither myself or Britton,
who lives there as well,
who lives, we were the two people living at the party, hosting the party. We weren't technically there. The party just kind of like handled itself for a good 2 hours. I'm surprised.
Yeah, Britton left when what's his face started breaking bottles and shit.
Yeah, that's a long story that I'm not happy about.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. Anywho,
yeah, fun party.
Yeah, no, it was really fun. I love good parties. Jesus. When's the next good party?
Next year.
All right. Good.
The fall shindig next year. You're all invited. I'll put some. Maybe I'll post on Rancor's Brothel and.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. We have a little event. We could charge a cover.
No, it's a good time. I like to celebrate fall. It's kind of my own holiday.
I'm sorry. A 3 month period of time is your own holiday?
Well, celebrating that is.
That's like, I hate when people are like, you can't do. I can't. No, I'm not doing it today. It's my birthday week. Fuck your birthday week.
Yeah.
It says day in it. You know what? Dick. It's not your birth week.
After a certain age, just fuck your birthday. Like, yeah. You still have to go to work.
Yeah.
You still have to do your shit.
I've, like, my parents were like, hey, you want to get it for your birthday? Not really. I mean.
Like, maybe, come maybe over the other dinner? 364 days of the year, you can just ask me over for dinner because I'm your son.
Yeah. I mean, you can just do that. You don't have to buy me shit.
Yeah.
Although they gave me a big bag of comics, so never mind. Go ahead and keep buying me shit, guys. Love you.
Awesome.
Oh my god. You know, the the next big party is going to be though for us.
Halloween?
October 6th.
What's October 6th? Should I know?
It's homecoming.
Oh yeah.
Are you going to go? You want to ride with me and Natalie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cuz we're coming back that day, right?
Yeah, probably.
Awesome.
We'll have to cram in the car, but yeah. That'd be fun.
I'll try to ask off for the 7th just in case.
But... No. We'll be coming home.
Well, maybe I can come and party with guests on Sunday.
No, that's I mean you don't have to.
Can I make a breakfast?
Sure.
Okay. If I have that day off, I'm making you guys breakfast.
All right. You heard it here on the Rancor's Brothel. I get breakfast. Yeah.
Matt, if you could assemble your own superhero team, we'll keep it at 5 guys. Who would it be?
First, I'm sorry. We just said breakfast. We said breakfast several times. I'm going to a wedding next weekend, and the catering is all upscale breakfast food.
Is it really?
And the wedding cake is a donut cake.
Okay. That's awesome.
So like your piece of cake is like 2 donuts.
Oh.
Isn't that fucking great?
That's really, that's
and it's a classy unique. Fucking wedding too, which I was like, that's an amazing idea.
Wow.
Open bar, man.
Is it like a chocolate and orange juice bar?
Oh
chocolate
my God. Milk, orange juice? No.
No.
Better not be.
Oh.
I'll be so pissed. Well, welcome to our coffee bar. Make, like
sunrises
fuck you.
And stuff with orange juice, right?
You're gonna mix some chocolate milk. It's not gonna make you throw up, and I'm lactose intolerant anyway.
Kahlua?
I'm just shit everywhere. That'd be tasty. It might be too sweet, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so, superhero team?
To that trumps all of the other superhero teams. Or it could just be your favorite, like your all-star team.
Wolverine.
Obviously.
Jesus.
Really? You put Jesus on?
Well, I can't put Jesus on my team.
Okay, here's another thing I was thinking about.
Let's predispose that the Bible's real and Jesus, is Jesus. What?
We all know Jesus is amazing. What superpowers does he have? I know he's got, heat technically vision. Has some.
I mean, he's God, so he can unmake existence. He can,
right?
He could, I would imagine, physically transubstantiate anything.
Well, I mean, let's go with like
he can bring back the dead. He's done that in the Bible.
Okay, yeah.
He has the he has alchemy essentially as a power. Like he changes water into wine, so he can change the molecular structure of things.
Okay, to a certain extent, I assume. Well, I mean, he's kind of omnipotent.
God.
Yeah, he's God.
Yeah, he's omnipotent. That's another one.
But according to the things that actually happened in the Bible.
Yeah, that's what I'm listing.
The only listed thing is like turning water into wine. We know that's one of his powers. So it's kind of like a discount X-Men.
There's a really great book by Anne Rice. She had a real big falling out with the Catholic Church and just decided she was just going to be Christian. And she stopped writing her vampire books and shit, and she started writing about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And she writes about Jesus like as a child. And like he's playing tag. So the first... the water and wine is the first
miracle
in the Bible, or in the New Testament of Jesus, right? Okay. But what happens is like shit happened to him all the time, you know. So like he's playing tag with a friend, literally, and the friend like pushes him in the dirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just like any other 5-year-old's gonna say, like I'm gonna kill you, the kid drops dead, and then Jesus starts crying, and he's like, "Wake up!" And the kid wakes up.
Oh my God!
Yeah, and so like, and then he's at Hebrew school because they're Hebrew, you know, and the rabbi's having the children make clay doves, and his fucking flies off. Like, that's so cool. Yeah. That's such a cool book.
I mean, that kind of just reminds me of Clark Kent, you know, as a kid, where if he wanted to kill a kid, he could just instantly kill him. Well, I don't know, he couldn't bring him back, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. I mean, if it's Superman, if it's the movie Superman, he could just...
What if Jesus...
He could fly around the earth the wrong way and turn time back.
Yeah, he could do that.
I mean...
What if Jesus didn't have Jonathan Kent as a dad, though? You know?
He had Joseph Christ.
Okay, Jonathan Kent versus Joseph Christ.
Joe Christ would win. Christ isn't their last name. I'm just pointing that out. Joseph Christ. I did it as a joke, and you were like, Joseph Christ. Oh, my God.
I'm going to keep calling him that. Okay, Jonathan Kent versus Joseph Christ.
Joseph Christ would probably win.
He's got a little more grit. Well, no, I mean, Jonathan Kent.
He's a carpenter from 2,000 years ago.
So it's a carpenter versus a farmer.
Yeah, but the farmer's, like, nowadays, like, he has a plow and a tractor and shit.
Yeah.
Like, you take it back 2,000 years ago, he's not going to be able to grow shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's not like a versus between their, like, handy skills.
Well, what if it is?
Let's say they throw down a fist
fight. That's their versus. They're raising the barn together. Who's going to do it faster?
They're just going to work together and do it because they're nice fellas.
There you go. It's a two-power team-up. Joseph Christ and Jonathan Kent. God damn it. Okay. So, my super team.
That's got to be in the beginning.
Jesus.
Okay.
I guess I'll throw Superman in there.
Okay. A little overpowered, but just saying.
A little overpowered. I have Jesus Christ on the team. You fucking dick. Jeez. I gotta go with my boy the Hulk.
Okay.
And then to round it out, I'd put Batman on there because I need a solid human mind.
Dude, you stacked your team.
That's what you just told me to do.
I know.
Stack a team.
Just saying. You did.
Yeah. That would kill every other team.
That's one hell of a team.
Yeah. I think like Wolverine and Batman really clash because of the killing.
Mm-hmm.
Like Wolverine be like, ah, hey bub, slit your throat, and then Batman's like, we don't do that.
Right.
Whore. So, and then Superman's like, I'm going to break his neck.
I feel like this
and
team...
And then Jesus is like, let me raise him from the dead. It's, you know...
This team is going to fall apart.
Without one clear, defined leader.
Yeah. If they can make...
I would have to assume it's Jesus. I don't know.
No.
Can Jesus affect a Kryptonian? If he's not of Earth?
Ooh. But, supposedly, God created the whole universe, right? He created... Krypton as well.
Wouldn't Krypton have their own Jesus? I don't know.
Now we're getting into some pretty deep shit.
We talked about Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Before you and I went and saw it with a couple other folks, and great movie, and people are up in arms like my Superman doesn't kill, which is complete horseshit.
Yeah.
Because I just reread, and I talked about this on Mad Chat last week. You'll hear it. What was I gonna say? Fuck. Oh no. Doomsday. He kills Doomsday.
Mm-hmm.
He kills Doomsday. Superman kills Doomsday.
Yeah.
So Superman killed in the comic books.
Right.
He doesn't want to kill. He doesn't like to kill.
No.
But if you force his hand, he will kill. He'll put you down
to
keep people safe.
People think of Superman as...
Well, super.
Yeah, super.
Super. Yeah.
Should have thought about
that. Thanks for asking. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this will be fun to edit.
Thanks. Well, it's going to be easy to edit because there's no...
There's a big blank spot.
Yeah.
I don't know where you're going with this, but I just want to point that out. If anybody has a problem with Man of Steel... Because, spoiler, Superman breaks General Zod's neck.
Mm-hmm.
Get over it, because you know what? He killed Doomsday, so fuck off. I mean, Doomsday came back, because that's what Doomsday does, but...
That's part of the tension in the storyline of Superman, is having to make these decisions that he doesn't want to do. They can start being up in arms when Superman wants to kill.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So, I think everyone thinks that maybe he wanted to do that, and he absolutely didn't. So.
What about, like, Batman not killing?
Yeah.
If you were a superhero, okay, and the Joker's in your town, are you willing to trade your moral
compass?
Your moral compass. Couldn't it include putting down a rabid dog like the Joker? How many lives would you save if you killed the Joker? You witness the Joker kill somebody,
yeah.
And as he's going to kill another victim, you do something that results in the Joker's death. Maybe you don't do it purposefully, but you beat him so bad he ends up dying. But that other person's alive, and the thousands of people afterwards that he would have killed. I mean...
Okay. Can we kind of relate this to not giving in to terrorist threats?
Okay.
Let's say some country, I'm not going to name one, but some country has, 10 American soldiers captive, and they say, we're going to kill these soldiers if you don't, surrender your country.
Uh-huh.
What do we do at that point? Do we surrender our country and continue with our...
I mean, generally, what I believe happens on the dark ops side of our government...
Yeah.
I believe that at that point that we SEAL Team 6...
Yeah.
Whatever intelligence we have attempts to, liberate those prisoners.
Yeah.
So, and they're going to kill them. They're going to kill the bad guys in that situation.
Yeah, they are.
So why can't Batman...
And Batman killed a guy back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, Batman used to carry a gun. Like, in like his eighth story in the 40s, he killed a guy. Killed a couple people.
I think we need Batman to not kill. Because we still need a reminder that we kind of should have that moral compass.
You think?
I think so. Okay. I think he should continue doing that. Because if every superhero just started turning into your, you know, regular old Joe, then they wouldn't be super anymore.
Like Captain, you go to Marvel.
Yeah.
They kill.
Yeah, quite a bit.
I mean, Marvel kills and DC doesn't.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have your Lobos in the DC universe that you have no problem killing.
Yeah.
But your big superheroes, your main guys in the Justice League, like Green Lantern, he can't even use his power lethally. So if he tries to kill you, the ring shuts down.
Wow, I didn't know that.
What's he gonna do? You know,
mm-hmm.
That's my thought. That's the big difference between DC and Marvel, I guess. I mean, when you boil it down, I know some people say that DC's more real world aspect.
Yeah, like DC Marvel's could almost happen more or less.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, if you have an island full of Amazon women and
yeah,
you know, you have an alien planet blow up and they send their Jesus to us.
Uh huh.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. I was watching Hell on Wheels this week,
mm-hmm.
and one of the characters goes and kills these parents, and the kid runs off in the woods, and I was like, I texted Chad immediately because I know he was watching it,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, the Swede just made a Batman! He made an 1800s Batman! So, because he killed his parents in front of him.
You know? Mm-hmm. Okay, him. Let's put Batman into the 1800s.
I have a comic of that.
Oh, you do?
I mean, yeah.
I figured so.
Yeah, sorry. Actually, it's like 1901.
What happens in said comic? Like, what are some of the differences between him and? I mean, obviously the outfit's going to be a little different. It's not. Gonna
well,
be
I mean,
like
yeah, his technology was the same, but I mean, you know, uses supreme detective skills to fight crime,
mm-hmm.
To save the day. He doesn't kill.
Yeah.
But he gets to the bottom of things, and he punches evil in its dirty face.
In his turkey neck.
In their turkey neck. Thank you. I love that show.
Oh yeah.
Batman on Batman.
Good stuff.
Hey Dustin, you got some extra questions here?
Yes, I do. To finish this thing off, I'm going to ask you a couple things. What's a more realistic future, Star Trek or Star Wars?
Well, arguably Star Wars is not the future. It's a galaxy far away a long time ago. Probably Star Trek.
Star Trek itself?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's more realistic. It's Earth. You know, it's Star Wars, like...
There are fewer unusual beings, and, well, I don't want to say that. They find a lot of other civilizations that aren't quite human.
In Star Trek, though, like, their medical science seems much better
mm-hmm.
than in Star Wars. And the idea of, like, okay, when sailors first came to the Americas, like, you know, plagues and shit, smallpox, like, wiped out entire nations of Native Americans.
Yeah.
The same thing would happen when you go land on another planet. Like, so the idea is, like, okay, Luke Skywalker can pretty much go anywhere he wants after the war is over. He does. Mm-hmm. He travels the galaxy, right?
Yeah.
How many fucking inoculations does he need to get? And how many of them are compatible with human DNA?
Mm-hmm.
So, but in Star Trek, you know, they got their fucking medical tricorders and they're always good with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I would think Star Wars or Star Trek seems more realistic.
Seems more logical.
Yeah.
With their research.
Long and prosper, and, that kind of logic.
Gotcha. Okay, so how about...
What about you? I mean, what do you see?
I'd say, after thinking about more Star Trek...
Yeah.
Just because they do more research. They're like documentative about it.
I feel like the Star Wars universe is too big,
mm-hmm.
too. And like they talk about Millennium Falcon can do 0.5 past light speed,
mm-hmm.
but like that would take forever to get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like just traveling from here to the sun, that's 8 light minutes away.
Right.
So. The best he could do with that, if it goes 0.5 past light speed, it'd be 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in Star Trek, it's like zip, bam, you know? Like, when they're at warp speed, warp one
mm-hmm.
is the threshold of light. Mm-hmm. That's the speed of light. And warp 10 is the speed of time.
Mm-hmm.
So the warps, as they go, warp 2, 3, 4, whatever, those are just gradations in between there.
Okay.
And they're so much faster than light, in that sense, that...
the mechanical nature of Star Wars is more realistic, right? Is what, that's what you're saying?
No, I'm saying of Star Trek.
Okay.
And what it would take for Star Wars to be realistic or able to happen, like, all of these habitable planets would have to be very close together.
Gotcha.
They'd have to be in the same fucking star system, essentially, in order for you to travel to them. Okay. In a timely manner.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, the speed of light is 186,000 miles per second.
Okay.
186,000 miles per second.
Pretty fast.
That's far. It's, you know, that's insane. That's how fast light travels. So, it just, I don't think Star Wars could do it.
Okay.
I don't know. That's just me.
Sure. We know that Kal-El landed in Russia in kind of a what if.
No, the Red Sun.
Yeah, the Red Sun. What if he had landed in some other places on the Earth or in different time periods?
Okay. Okay.
Like, what if Kal-El landed in, like,
Puritanical New England?
Yeah. Like, how would that turn out?
They would burn him at the stake, and then
could they?
He'd just be pissed.
Yeah,
be a pissed off toddler.
So, I don't think that there would have been somebody around to kind of, like, raise him with the right values then, right?
I mean, yeah, like...
Well, supposedly. I bet you in a good storyline, you could find somebody.
And yeah, there'd be somebody everywhere. But, like, if 500 years ago?
Yeah.
They'd burn him as a witch. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
They would try to burn him as a witch.
Yeah, they'd be like, this guy is sent by the devil! Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that would suck.
I think he would grow up just being, like, just beaten and burnt, and he would think of this race as, like, hating him, and he would grow up and probably... I don't know if he would run away and come back, but he would just destroy everybody.
Yeah.
If he didn't have the right guidelines.
I mean, just think of my son. You see my son have a tantrum.
Yeah.
You know, imagine a kid that has a tantrum and can kick through a wall.
Yeah.
That's fucking scary.
Tear down the whole house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you send him to a place where he's not going to have love and support, like the Kents gave him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No way.
What if he landed in, like, the civilization of the Aztecs?
Oh, they'd worship him as a god.
That's what I would think, too.
Yeah.
You'd have a lot of hieroglyphics, or not hieroglyphics, but same thing, a lot of writings on walls and shit.
Yeah, or the cuneiform or something they use, I don't know.
But you'd have a lot of that with a guy that could shoot lasers out of his eyes, and heat vision and flying and all that stuff. Like, they would definitely worship him as a god.
They would worship him as a god, but then the thing is, their society, like, you know, we're the Aztecs now. They would, whatever society... those thousands of years ago that he landed at, would still be the dominant force in the world. Because he would still be there.
Mm-hmm. See that?
So, yeah. We'd all be Aztecs.
What if he landed in Canada? Nowadays.
Wow. Nowadays, landed in Canada.
I think it would just be really boring.
I know. I think it'd be really cool.
Yeah?
I think he'd still be Superman.
He would grow up being a blue-collar guy.
Yeah.
A working man.
Yeah, just like he did. Yeah. I think it's funny that he grew up blue collar, but then he's like, I'm going to go work at the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
That always seemed wrong to me. I don't know.
You think he should be like a plumber?
No, I think he should be a farmer or something.
Yeah.
That's a noble fucking job.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares about the people that write newspapers, especially not now.
Yeah.
If they started Superman today, he'd be a blogger.
He would.
Fucking awful.
Oh my gosh.
Now, what about other places on the Earth? What if he landed? What if he landed in Cuba?
Cuba?
Yeah.
Okay.
There would not be an America anymore, would there? Like North Korea.
You think that Cuba would become, instantly a superpower itself?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. You say, or India?
I said North Korea.
North Korea?
Yeah, like the crazy ones.
Oh, my God. And he was raised by, like, the...
Kim Jong-il, yeah.
What if Kim Jong-il was Kal-El's adoptive father?
Oh, my God.
He would use him first. Like, he would use him as weapon.
Oh, that'd be awful. We would all have to run around smiling all the time. Like, they did this thing, like, in another universe, like Earth 2 or whatever, where the Justice League becomes the Justice Lords.
Okay.
And they stay up in the Watchtower up in space, and, like, if you're on Earth and you talk shit about Superman, boom, you're vaporized. Because he can hear you up there.
Yeah.
And so he just uses his laser vision all the way from up there and just kills you.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god! So you really couldn't have any sort of like secret meetings with your government or anything?
No, there's just no way. There's no way. You'd have to be like in a completely like hyperbolic sealed chamber in order to do it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just one more.
There'd almost be a lot of people trying to convince Superman that he's in the wrong.
I guess if you could, because you can't see everywhere. You know, you can't shut hearing off. Hearing's always coming. But I guess if you were like writing.
Mm,
your conversation down.
Do you think that Superman has such a microscopic hearing ability that he could hear the, you know, the pencil markings on a piece of paper and know what's being written.
That would take an insane amount of training.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure, yeah. If anybody could do it, Superman
yeah,
could. But...
Yeah, if he put his mind to it, I think he can make that happen.
Fucking crazy.
Kim Jong-il might train him to do something like that.
Who knows? All right. Kim Jong-il.
Kim Jong-il.
Nice.
Here's something that I've been thinking about, and I don't have enough knowledge in movies to know. Is there a movie out there that has Middle-Earth-type characters like your orcs and your dwarves mm-hmm. and your elves in our time period and place? Like, on Earth now?
Harry Potter.
Well, but that's really fantastical. Like, I mean, well, elves are fantastical.
Yeah,
but...
well, that's what's interesting about it. That is, like, in the Harry Potter universe, you know, like, the whole, like, job of the Ministry of Magic, like their form of government,
yeah.
is to essentially hide from regular people
yeah.
That all these things exist.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's kind of interesting.
What if they existed and were, you know, blended into our society? Like, it was just a thing. Like, can you imagine elves just walking around on the street, you know?
Yeah.
I think a lot of buildings would be a lot different. Clothing would be different. Just...
So, like, a fantasy story,
mm-hmm.
but set in the modern era, not, yeah, like, the time of castles and swords and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
The politics would be a lot different. You don't have, like, your, you know, wizards throwing flame, you know, flame balls and just...
Man, I don't know. I don't know if there's anything like that out there.
If I had that kind of movie, if there was that kind of movie, I would want there to be a lot less magic to make it seem more realistic.
Oh, like, there's just elves walking around, like...
Yeah, but they're still, they still have an excellent amount of dexterity. They still live as long as they do.
They have a +3 mace.
Yes, they have a +3 mace. Orcs would obviously have, like, a +8 mace. Duh.
Career day would have been a lot better at school, because yeah. I'd be like, I'm going to be a paladin when I grow up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be a paladin, it would be like, you'd be a police officer.
Dude, that's the movie. That's the movie we need to write. Yeah. That's our new project, right there.
I think so. A lot of your dwarves would be your miners and your plumbers and shit.
Uh huh.
You'd have like what sort of careers would elves have? They'd be your like highline not electricians. What are they called? The guys that work on the highlines that like rappel from the helicopters and shit because they're perfectly fine with heights.
I would see them more though being like curators of museums.
Oh, I can see that.
Preserving history.
They have that, like, not feminine type personality, but...
Well, I mean, they are very effeminate.
Yeah, they are.
I would see them, like, running snooty restaurants.
Okay. Okay.
You know? Like,
yeah.
Like, instead of going to the French restaurant where the waiter's like, hello, monsieur. Bonjour, monsieur. mm-hmm. Would you like a menu this evening?
He speaks to you
in really, it's really an elf.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that shit.
How about your orcs? They're big and dumb.
I mean, they're big and dumb. I bet they'd be like... There'd be like a barrio of orcs, mm-hmm. you know, like a neighborhood of orcs, like good orcs
yeah.
trying to like work and, you know, make their place in the world.
Yeah.
But then there's always those bad orcs that are like dealing drugs and shit, like giving them a bad name.
They have some their own like biker gangs and stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think you'd have there's some orcs
orc
that
blend... motorcycle club. I love it.
There's some orcs that blend their way into like professional wrestling. I can see that.
Yeah.
They could be some pretty good professional wrestling characters.
God.
That's fun to think about, but I think that we can
like
maybe
yeah.
write a script.
Fucking yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, oh, there. The weatherman's like, there's a 20% chance of dragons today, so make sure you.
Yeah, I think you had a lot of those.
Make sure you're ready
like
to
that.
Duck and cover mm-hmm. at about 2 p.m. today.
I think you would have your wizards, but it would be your wizards and sorcerers, but they wouldn't use their magic like they do on Middle Earth. They would use it more for...
Like, well, they'd use it more like Middle-Earth, because, like, in The Lord of the Rings, like, there's not a whole lot of magic going on.
Yeah.
You know, there's the Ishtari, like, Gandalf and Saruman and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, there's not a lot of magic going on daily.
Okay. Like, so, you would use magic for light, you know, in a dark
yeah,
room.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
you're
walking
down the hallway in your house,
shit.
You bring up a ball of light in your hands, so you
yeah.
can walk along.
That's an interesting thought, sir.
Yeah.
You gotta watch Harry Potter, though. You'd fucking be getting into that shit.
I've seen some of it.
Like the one that I watched last night, the one that made me cry.
Yeah.
Fucking Queer. Exciting. Okay. There's a war. There's an entire battle with, I mean, fucking regular people today, like, you know, with magic. They have their wands and shit.
Yeah.
There's elves. There's house elves. There's fucking goblins, there's ogres, there's giants. Mm-hmm. You'd love it. You would so fucking love it.
Okay, maybe we'll sit down and watch it sometime. We'll see. Mm. We'll see.
You'd be all over maybe that shit.
It'll spark some ideas for this movie we're going to write. But I think that's a good question to end on.
Okay.
So.
Well, I mean, this has been a different episode this week, guys, and we sure appreciate you sticking around if you're still with us and listening. And we'll hopefully have a guest next week. Maybe we can actually talk about Riddick, you know, in a positive light.
Right.
With somebody that gives two shits, because I don't.
I know. That's why I didn't want to talk about it today with just us, because I knew you'd argue with me the whole time. And everyone knows, if you've been listening, that I'm horrible at debating. Yeah, so
you're not that great. Yeah. Sorry.
I think you should all know, I heard this on the Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast. It's just called The Steve Austin Show, but... he brought up in some of his more recent episodes in the beginning, he talks about podcast1.com. Podcast One is pushing to have podcasts at South by Southwest. South by Southwest is a music festival that it's in Austin, Texas, I believe.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people who are really pushing to have podcasts be a part of that.
I mean, you and I are novices. You know, that's something that we would completely aspire to someday.
Oh, of course.
But like, I mean, like, why not Grammys?
Yeah.
You know, fucking Books on Tape get Grammys.
Yeah, podcasts should be part of that as well.
Fucking A.
So please go to podcast1.com.
Marconi Award, at least.
Go to podcast1.com and poke around a little bit, and you'll see. I think you can either vote or write in for push to have South by Southwest pick up podcasting as one of their forms of entertainment.
Well, that'd be interesting.
So
I like that.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening with us, sticking with us today. Go to www.followthe.tv for all of our programs, podcasts, our YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/followNetworks, or you can just link to it from our website, followthe.tv. Click like, subscribe, do all that fun shit so we can maybe someday do this for actual pay. What else? Spread the word. Bring some more listeners in. If you have something that you geek out on, you want to be on the show, we can always Skype you in. So get a hold of me at matt@followthe .tv. And, you know, maybe we can get you on here. Pick your favorite topic. Like Jeff Thorpe, big fan of Follow Networks, and we're a big fan of him.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, I just wanted him on the show. I was like, what do you geek out on, man? He's like, I really like the X-Men. Fucking A. So we did the X-Men show with him. So, you know what? If you love something out there that we haven't touched yet, even if it's fucking Barbershop Quartet, let us know. We'll do it. So bring it on, okay? Thanks to the intro music. You can find that song at www.freemusicarchive.org/music/starseed. And, I don't know. That's about it.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, what?
What is Batman's favorite part of a joke?
What?
It's the punchline.
Did you just come up with that?
No, I looked it up.
Where the fuck did you look that up at?
I just Googled Batman.
No, give them the address so they can write angry letters. I'm just kidding.
It's actually jokesforus.com. Thank you. But
well, it sounds shitty.
But see, it's the punchline because Batman punches a lot of people in their turkey necks, and so
if you have to explain it this much, it just doesn't work.
Like, Joker tells a lot of jokes, and so Batman, he hears a lot of jokes, and
come back next week, please.
Like,
please come back next week.
The response to a joke is the punchline.
Oh my god, you're still talking.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I think that it's a pretty funny joke. I know you're all laughing on the other side. Matt's not laughing.
I'm not laughing, because it's not funny.
He's kind of mad at me right now.
Can I go poop now?
I don't know, I'm not stopping.
Pooping is literally better than listening to your joke.
I'm just saying that. I think that... It was a good joke.
I gotta poop.
It wasn't well received.